The Savior's Example of Obedience. His example sets the pattern for all of us to follow. I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father, which hath sent me. John chapter 5, verse 30. See also John chapter 6, verse 38, chapter 8, verses 28 and 29, and chapter 14, verse 31. Of all the lessons we learn from the life of the Savior, none is more clear and powerful than the lesson of obedience, taught Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles in the April 2014 General Conference. The Savior's example teaches us not only why obedience to Heavenly Father is important, but also how we can be obedient. As you review the following examples from His ministry, think about how they might set a path for you to follow in your life. What can you do? Elder Hales said, "Jesus taught us to obey in simple language that is easy to understand. If ye love me, keep my commandments." John chapter 14, verse 15, and "Come follow me." Luke chapter 18, verse 22. What will you do today to be more obedient? Number 1. Although Jesus was without sin, He submitted to baptism to fulfill all righteousness. Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. See also 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 4 through 7, and John chapter 3, verse 5. Number 2. At the age of 12, when Joseph and Mary found Jesus teaching in the temple, He was subject unto them, and obediently returned home with them. See Luke chapter 2, verses 42 through 51. Number 3. Though He asked if the cup could pass from Him, He submitted to the suffering in the Garden of Gethsemane. See Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 44, and Luke chapter 22, verses 39 through 54. Number 4. He kept the Sabbath and attended services in the synagogue. See Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 44. Jesus submitted to be judged of men that the Father's work and glory might come to pass. See Isaiah chapter 53, verse 7, Matthew chapter 26, verse 53, and Moses chapter 1, verse 39. 6. He finished His work by allowing wicked men to crucify Him. See Matthew chapter 27, verse 35, John chapter 10, verses 17 and 18, Galatians chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. Number 7. Always obedient to His Father, Jesus went to the spirit world and organized the missionary work there. See 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 through 20, and chapter 4, verse 6. Number 8. Jesus was tempted by Satan, but He did not yield. Throughout Christ's ministry, He suffered temptations, but gave them no heed. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 22. Elder Robert D. Hales. See also Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 through 11. Number 9. He continues to do the Father's will and direct the church. See Joseph Smith History, chapter 1, verses 16 through 17, Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verse 2 and 24. Sidebar. Because our Savior was obedient, He atoned for our sins, making possible our resurrection and preparing the way for us to return to our Heavenly Father, who knew we would make mistakes as we learned obedience in mortality. When we obey, we accept His sacrifice, for we believe that through the atonement of Jesus Christ, all mankind may be saved by obedience to the laws, ordinances, and commandments given in the gospel. Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, "If Ye Love Me, Keep My Commandments," Ensign, May 2014, page 35. Note: More on obedience. Obedience was a major theme in the April 2014 General Conference. Read more. Go to lds.org/go/command-NE10 for Elder Robert D. Hales on the importance of keeping the commandments and how the Savior set the example of obedience. Go to lds.org/go/example-NE10 for Elder Richard G. Scott on the importance of examples, including the Savior's. Go to lds.org/go/obedience-NE10 for Elder L. Tom Perry on how our obedience is an emblem of our faith. End of the article, The Savior's Example of Obedience. Read by Van Farnworth.